Women have far scarier nightmares than men, dreams so intense we can describe them in terrifying detail when we jolt awake. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht, and I'll tell you how sleep experts explain this in a moment.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights, say no to surveillance, and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This public service announcement is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
A giant monster is gaining on you. Its jaws are opening. You see its fangs, then bam, you're awake. Phew, not to worry. You just had one of those Friday the 13th nightmares again. Nightmares. Everybody gets them. But one study in England finds that women have twice as many terrifying dreams as men. Why the disparity? Scientists say it's because women have trouble switching off emotions when they go to bed. For them, dreaming is a subconscious way to prepare for bad stuff ahead. So guys, the next time your wife wakes up in a cold sweat, cut her some slack. A little extra TLC might be in order. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht. More news and information at KatherineAlbrecht.com. Finally, some nuclear news to cheer. The most powerful weapon in our atomic arsenal has been dismantled. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht, and I'll tell you about the last days of a frightening bomb they called the B-53 in a moment.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights, say no to surveillance, and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This public service announcement is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
Here's news that could make even a cold warrior smile. The aging B-53, the last of our nation's most powerful nuclear bombs, has been quietly taken apart at a plant near Amarillo, Texas. Dating way back to 1962, the Cold War and the Cuban Missile Crisis, the B-53 was the size of a minivan and weighed 10,000 pounds. This ancient nuke was 600 times more powerful than the one dropped on Hiroshima, which killed at least 140,000 people. Now the biggest nuke we've got is the B-83, a similar killer now pushing 30 years old. Will it take us half a century to retire that one? Let's hope not. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht. More news and information at KatherineAlbrecht.com.
Yep.
Hi, you're with Truth News Radio Australia on the 22nd of August, 2012. Welcome to another show, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to have you aboard. My name's Hereward Fenton and I run Truth News Radio Australia from Australia, and it's a homegrown show that gets into the news, gets into criticism, tries to get beyond the spin, beyond the lies, beyond the deceptions of the mainstream media. And I've been doing it for a few years now. And, you know, every now and then I like to get together with a few people and actually have a more of a free-form discussion. And tonight, I've actually got four guests on the show who are good friends, great people. One of them I have not actually met in person, but I'm sure I will. His name is Leon Pittard. Been on this show already, did a great interview about a month ago. We talked about the issues he's been having with the TGA and the Healthcare Complaints Commission in regard to his interviews about Black Salve. Leon is going to be talking tonight about our key subject, and I'll get onto that in a moment. But let me just introduce our other guests. I also have John Bursell on the line. John Bursell, of course, well-known to listeners to this show, engineer and an activist and a great 9/11 truther and organiser of a lot of 9/11 conferences. And he will be also talking in the second hour about the current scandal in Australian politics over Julia Gillard and the misappropriation of funds and her legal mishandling and general badness, and we'll get into that, which is a very, very important topic. Now, our third guest is, of course, very well known to this show, and he's been unable to come on due to time zone differences. Of course, it is the great Josh Jackson. Josh, welcome back.
Oh, look, I don't know about great, but
sorry, I'm shooting from the cuff. I normally have an auto cue in front of me, and I have all my lines. And today, you know, I'm just fumbling it. Leon, can I just welcome you to the show?
Yeah, thank you, Harold. Hello to you, everyone, you guess.
Great pleasure. And John, as always, a great pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Harold. It's great to be back.
Awesome. Now, look, the key topic for tonight's show that I've chosen is Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and the whole saga, some would say soap opera, around it, okay? Now, I think it's a very important subject, and I don't want to in any way downgrade or minimize that. But at the same time, you know, you're free to have your opinion. That's what this show is about. You may not agree with me. I've sort of taken a contrary opinion to a lot of people who are in the truth movement, people who would generally be called truthers or conspiracy theorists, who seem to tend to put Julian Assange into some category of murkiness, and they think that he might be some kind of stooge. They think he might be some kind of puppet of intelligence agencies, and they seem to distance themselves from it and somehow wash their hands of him. And my position on it, and it's, I believe this is very important, and this is very important regardless of whether you think WikiLeaks is doing a fantastic job. Maybe you don't think they're that great. Maybe you don't think their leaks are that important. The point here now, what it has reached, is a point of the transgression of basic principles of justice and natural justice and human rights, with a man put under house arrest for an unbelievably long time, which we'd only normally associate with repressive totalitarian regimes like they had in Burma or in China. And that's what Julian Assange has been subjected to over mere allegations that were never actually legal charges. So those who go on in the media about, you know, how, you know, he's wanted for rape, well, he's not. There are no charges, and there are no clear allegations either. There are no people standing up saying he raped me. That's not even the case. There's just a legal process and prosecutors in Sweden who are saying we need to interview him. That's it. That's the full extent of why he's wanted in Sweden. No charges, no victims standing up saying they've been abused, nothing like that. So this really is a clear case of a total transgression of human rights of an individual.
Well, not only that, can I just quickly jump in at that point? You know, as someone with these sort of minimal charges, to have the UK threatening to storm territory is such a blowout, and really highlights the actual reason that they do want to extradite Assange to Sweden, and that is actually a proxy to the US.
Great, Josh, thanks for that. I'll just pause you there, and I will get back to you on that point exactly. It's very important. Now, so we've got the issue with Julian Assange in a state of having his rights trampled on. We do have the organization that he started continuing to leak important information. I mean, we saw just a couple of weeks ago the information about the really scary, really weird science fiction surveillance system called Trapwire, which is actually reminiscent of a movie from a couple of years ago. I think it was called The Echelon Conspiracy. But, you know, it's actually the same kind of concept. It's about feeding all the data from all of the surveillance cameras in the world, including social networking as well. It's not just cameras. It's also data from social networks, feeding it in to try and preempt criminal activity. I mean, it's really, really creepy and really strange. WikiLeaks exposed that. And of course, never forget, WikiLeaks also exposed the ClimateGate emails, which was the turning point in the whole questions about man-made climate change. So they really have done important things. And of course, the Baghdad massacre, which is the big one, which is why Bradley Manning is in a solitary confinement, and largely why they want Julian Assange. That is also an important release of information. So I really do think that we need to emphasise that. And another point I want to make before I hand it over to you guys to discuss is that, you know, I would hope that if I ever get in trouble, that people would stand by me, right? And when I see someone like Julian Assange doing something similar to what I'm doing, I want to stand by him. It's about us standing by each other. And I think this is a really important principle. And I think that we need to get people who are truth-oriented to become more engaged in the real world, in the real 3D world. And I think the problem that we've got is that people are not engaged. They're standing back, they're sitting back, they're in their armchairs, and they're being very clever, and they're saying, oh, you know, he's not really what he says he is, he's some other kind of thing. And they're kind of in this world that's hidden in shadows. And that will not solve our problems, ladies and gentlemen. We will not get out of the really dangerous slippery slope that we're sliding into if we maintain that kind of hiding in shadows, conspiracy theorizing attitude. Now, on that note, I'd just like to hand it over to John. And if you can just give me your take on it, we're probably going to be going to break shortly, John, but I'll pick up from where we left off. Over to you, John Bursell.
Yeah, no problem, Harold. I agree with everything you've said, and I think it's a very worrying situation that we've seen the truthers, as you know, we're known, or I still consider myself a truther, but you know, they tend to vilify people based on that they don't follow exactly what they believe to be true, or they don't uncover every mystery of the world, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in the case of Julian Assange, this fellow's life is in someone else's hands. He's not a fool. He's not a dupe. He's not a patsy. This guy's someone that's doing his best to get the information out there that he gets access to by whistleblowers. Now, he's a journalist putting out whistleblower information, which is accurate, which has been very helpful to the world in stopping this American homogeny, stopping tyranny, doing all these other great services to humanity. And he's someone that we should absolutely stand up for, especially as Australians. You know, he's being held in an embassy, and like as Josh mentioned, that's prepared to risk invading someone's sovereignty, basically a war footing, taking a war footing over this fellow. That's how important he is. So any idea that someone like Webster Tarpley or Alex Jones or one of these other shock jocks or whatever you want to call them of the truth world that have done some good things and have got some good ideas, that they've also caused a lot of division. Now is the time that we stand together for someone that has been working for truth, whether or not they exposed 9/11 or not. Sure, it's disappointing that certain people out there haven't said as much about 9/11 as we might like as truthers. But, you know, there's reasons for that. Maybe it's because nothing that happened on 9/11 is actually on the books, so there's nothing to leak. It was all done very carefully, encrypted, and everything else that you would imagine people would do with criminal activity. So let's stand back and have a good think about Assange. This guy's life's on the line. He's an Australian citizen. He's a guy that stood up for freedom and justice in the world. He's made some great changes. He's leaked more information into the public than any other person in the history of the world. So let's get behind this guy.
Yeah, and you know, we have to face the very real possibility that he may end up in a military prison. He may end up in solitary confinement. He may end up assassinated, and he's already indicated that is a direct threat. I mean, there have been direct threats to have him assassinated on the mainstream media. So, you know, and that's of course a worst case scenario, and I don't really want to go there. But you know, in the event that did happen, you wouldn't want to be sitting on the side of someone who was just being cynical about it. Because, look, I mean, this is real life. I mean, and I really think it's important to understand that when you get out in the public and actually do expose yourself, you move into a different mindset. And I'd like to just bring Leon in now at this point. Leon, we've actually chatted about this in the past. I mean, you've recently started doing a radio show, and you've actually come up against the really very quickly against the brutal nature of our government in a way that I haven't. I mean, I've been really lucky. I haven't had any problems. Would you like to just pick up on any of those points, Leon?
Yeah, sure. Look, I mean, regardless of what you think of Assange and WikiLeaks, I think I agree with your other contributors there. There's been a lot of good information that's come out, which has helped a lot of people. But there's really, the way I see it with this whole thing with WikiLeaks is like three different levels of of subject, if you like, or layers. And the first one, the globalisation issue, which really you look at Britain, US, Australia and Sweden in a coalition, and then you see Ecuador as the outside player representing non-compliant countries, if you like, that really are against the colonisation war machine. And I'll just touch on the three quickly and you can go back. But the second level is, I guess, the basic freedom issue with anyone that exposes government, whistleblowers, you know, being subject to sanctions or persecution of whatever description. And the third level, which you've already mentioned, is that the attacks from both mainstream media and alternative media against someone that is actually doing their job for them. And so within those three layers, I see that there's a lot of issues that are tied up with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and the wider agenda on those three levels. But ultimately, each of us play into this game somewhere, and each of us will be affected by the outcome. What we see being played out is a microcosm in Julian Assange, is a microcosm really of me and of yourself.
Great, beautifully said and beautifully timed there, Leon. We're just going to break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Please stay with us. We'll be continuing this discussion with my excellent guest today. And you can find us, of course, on the web on www.truthnews.com.au. Check it out.
A serial hypocrite who lobbied for Freddie Mac before the housing crisis and for the individual mandate before Obamacare. Another, a counterfeit conservative who opposes right to work, massively increased spending, and funded Planned Parenthood. Finally, a flip-flopper who's been on all sides, supported TARP bailouts, and provided the blueprint for Obamacare. Three men. One vision, more big government, more mandates, less freedom. One man stands apart, ready to deliver real change, voting against every tax increase and every unbalanced budget every time. A real plan to cut $1 trillion year one and to balance the budget in three. Pro-life, pro-right to work, guided by faith and principle. Ron Paul, the one who will restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Are you being harassed by debt collectors with phone calls, letters, or even lawsuits? Stop debt collectors now with the Michael Maris Proven Method. Michael Maris has won 6 cases in federal court against debt collectors, and now you can win too. You'll get step-by-step instructions in plain English on how to win in court using federal civil rights statutes, what to do when contacted by phone, mail, or court summons, how to answer letters and phone calls, how to get debt collectors out of your credit report, how to turn the financial tables on them and make them pay you to go away. The Michael Maris Proven Method is the solution for how to stop debt collectors. Personal consultation is available as well. For more information, please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the blue Michael Maris banner or email michaelmaris@yahoo.com. That's ruleoflawradio.com or email michaelmiras@yahoo.com to learn how to stop debt collectors now.
Are you getting fed up with all the disinformation, deception, spin, propaganda, half-truths and downright lies in mainstream news? Looking for something different? Visit Truth News Radio Australia, www.truthnews.com.au, and may the truth set you free.
Like the river I- It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio. It's great to have your company today. Now, I'd like to continue our discussion here. We're talking about Julian Assange and the significance of his case for lovers of freedom and truth around the world. And regardless of what you think about him personally, whether you think WikiLeaks is great or whether you don't, the question still remains about the way he is being treated. And that is just so incredible. It is so shocking. It is such a twist of principles. It is so Orwellian, to use that word that we continually overuse, but it really is unbelievable how they've turned the meanings of everything upside down. And Josh, you're no stranger to the term Orwellian.
Ah, I love that term. No, it is overused. You're right, Harold. But the fact of the matter is, we're living in times where the use of that that meme is really it's appropriately used.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's so much of it now that we can't. It sort of is a nice signal to how much, you know, crud we're having to deal with is by how much we're hearing that term. But I just like to start out here with a quote from Julian Assange, and that's: every time we witness an injustice and do not act, we train our character to be passive in its presence, and thereby eventually lose all ability to defend ourselves and those we love. Julian Assange. And I think that really hits the heart of where I come from is, I look at WikiLeaks like any other news organization. But I look at WikiLeaks as I give them a little bit more weight than corporate media, for sure, by far. But no matter what you think, he is a guy that's, at the end of the day, a journalist, and he gets a lot of thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of cables and leaks, and you can't just throw this stuff out there because you have to protect the people that are leaking and other people that you could just put it out there. Yeah, sure. But if you want to try and get more leakers in the future, you want to be able to protect the ones in the past. And I think this is where he's come under a lot of attack, is by saying, oh, why don't you just release everything at once? It's because they do try to sift through the stuff. And like you stated at the start of the show, there has been some, these people that say there hasn't really been anything that's been leaked that's been any good. Well, I don't agree. There has been a lot of stuff. And I think the concept is what's quite amazing. And no matter if Assange gets assassinated, and that's why I don't think he's an assassination target, because A, he's just way too open, and B, the concept's out there. There's already clones of WikiLeaks. It's the concept of the cryptography behind it and things like this. So I think standing up for a person, and B, especially for Australians, standing up for a fellow Australian, I think you should really put aside your differences on what he might have leaked and what he hasn't, and just see him as a man who's trying to be a journalist.
Can I just give you a taste of what the media is saying about Julian Assange today? This is one of the things I find is that the media has just—they're just ripping him a new one. I mean, they're really turning on Julian at the moment. Here's one article. This is from Sydney Morning Herald. Hypocrisy ends heroes' freedom to preach. I mean, what a nasty, snide headline that is. Let me read it out again. Hypocrisy ends heroes' freedom to preach. They're basically accusing him of being a hypocrite, and they're saying he's overly haughty, and they're basically saying that he's a hypocrite because he's going to Ecuador, and apparently Ecuador has not treated journalists very well. Well, that's the assertion. Now, I don't really want to get into that discussion, but one thing I can say to you is that in some of those South American countries, and I know they're not perfect either, and I'm not here to sort of to say, you know, these socialist South American countries are great. I know they've got their issues, but one of the things I do know is that the Americans have been trying to undermine those countries using the so-called free press, using the media, using private media organizations. It happened in Venezuela, and so in some cases they really were just actually subversively trying to undermine the government. Now, what actually happened in Ecuador, according to the information from this very article, is that the licenses for some of these broadcasters were removed, same as what they did in Venezuela. But they weren't throwing people in prison. So the article is a little bit over-exaggerated in terms of what it's saying. Another article, let me just read to you. Assange probably enjoying the attention. The former head of—I mean, this is again from the Brisbane Times, all of the Fairfax Press today, just kicking the boot in. The former head of Britain's MI5 security service says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is probably enjoying the media attention while taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy.
There's nothing more fun than hanging out in an embassy for weeks.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like with no
can
sunshine.
I break in there,
Harry? Sorry, John. Yeah, please break in. Yeah.
Well, immediately after he came out onto the balcony, very sheepishly, I could see him looking for the sniper's bullet. Actually, if you watched him closely, he was looking around, quite scared. You know, it was a big effort for him to get out there, and he could have got grabbed by the police that are being used to hold him there. You know, there's up to 50 police there at any one time that could actually be out serving the public rather than standing around the embassy. Immediately, they started to attack Ecuador and its human rights record and its record of free speech. And exactly what you said is true, and that's why we see this block that was mentioned by Leon, you know, this group now that's doing very, very well economically. They've got good free government. But what they know is that the CIA and the American empire are dangerous, ruthless bastards that will do anything to get these people out of power. We've seen it time and time and time again that they'll use so-called free press for nefarious means. Now, if people are saying things that are, you know, lies and things that are trying to destabilize government on purpose with no purpose that is for the people, then I think the government should have every right to shut them down if they're doing that and if it can be proven. And I'm sure that's the case. And, you know, the idea that, you know, Ecuador doesn't have a free press. Well, the reason that they can't have a completely free press is because of what the West has been doing to them and has done for the whole of South America. And that's why they have this massive union now forming to reject, you know, American hegemony and the US control of the world's media. And, you know, so to call it hypocrisy, like you said, and call him a preacher, try to say that he's an egomaniac, all this stuff, we've seen it all time and time again. It disgusts me. It makes me ill.
Yeah,
and I think that really points to who are the patsies here, really, and who are the people that are controlled and I really feel, I mean, I've worked in media a long time, and I've really seen some, you know, the ways that look at Chappelle Corby, how stuff just twists and how tight they are to political organizations. These private media organizations, they're really, really tight with them, and so because if they aren't, they don't get the scoops of what the politicians are doing. I mean, if you look at any news, it's only all about politicians all day long. It's about what politicians are doing, you know, she's releasing this much money or that much money or whatever, and that's only because those journalists have access to these politicians, and I've seen if some journalists are too full on, they start getting banned from these sort of close-knit ties to politicians, which is hard for the media organisation. So, you know, for those who say that, oh, Julian Assange is just some patsy-controlled leak, I'd say, well, let's have a look at the real mainstream media and how controlled they are.
Absolutely. Beautifully stated, and again, beautifully timed. We are just heading to break. And Leon, are you able to stay with us for the next half hour? I know you're a little busy. Are you still there, Leon?
Yep, no worries.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Don't go away.
A noble lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, will change forever the way you look at the true nature of terrorism.
Based on the damage pattern to the building, what the government says is impossible.
The grand jury did not want to hear anything I had to say.
The decision was made not to pursue any more of those individuals.
Some of these columns were ripped up, shredded, tossed around.
The people that did the things they did knew doggone well what they were doing.
Expose the cover-up now at anoblelie.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It is so enlightening to listen to 90.1 FM, but finding things on the internet isn't so easy, and neither is finding like-minded people to share it with.
Oh, well, I guess you haven't heard of Brave New Books then.
Brave New Books?
Yes, Brave New Books has all the books and DVDs you're looking for by authors like Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and G. Edward Griffin. They even stock Interfood, Berkey products, and Calbin soaps.
There's no way a place like that exists.
Go check it out for yourself. It's downtown at 1904 Guadalupe Street, just south of UT.
By UT? There's never anywhere to park down there.
Actually, they now offer a free hour of parking for paying customers at the 500 MLK parking facility, just behind the bookstore.
It does exist. But when are they open?
Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 1 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. So give them a call at 512-480-2503 or check out their events page at bravenewbookstore.com.
Live Free Speech Radio, LogosRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back with Truth News. Great to have you company today. I'd like to play now actually a little clip here from this article that says, Assange is naive but to blame for leaks by the ex-spy chief. Actually, let's get that up. Actually, no, that was a separate article. The article I'm going to read to you from is Assange probably enjoying the attention, and I'm not going to read to you. I'm going to play a clip, if I can actually find it. Here it is. I was on the wrong screen. Okay, I'm going to play a clip here, which is actually from the former head of Britain's MI5 security service being interviewed, and we'll see what she has to say, if anything. Just loading that up now.
Okay. For a banking solution,
unfortunately, we'll just wait for this ad to finish.
It's why Westpac has launched our 15 million. Oh God!
I should get paid for this.
Yeah, I know. Westpac sucks. All right, here we go. We've got a counter yin yang ad.
Here it comes, folks. Wait for it. Wait for it. Having a little trouble loading there. Come on, don't let me down. And it is just trying to load this clip here by Julian, about Julian Assange from the former head of Britain's MI5 security service. We had the ad, but it looks like it doesn't want to play the clip. Anyway, let's not worry about it. Josh, would you like to continue where you left off? Or actually, Leon, I think we probably need to get your opinion of this whole situation at this point.
Okay, well, we talked about a little bit about the globalization issue and the coalition of Britain, US, Australia and Sweden. And what makes me sick about Australia is we are so willing always to just bow to all globalist agendas. And Ecuador, from what I understand, has been working on its own currency and wants really out of the US dollar because the US dollar is continually being devalued. So Ecuador really was, in a sense, and maybe this is why Assange picked them, already on the way away from US, as I think Josh or John mentioned.
Yes.
That they really resent this colonisation militant force that is killing millions worldwide every year. But if we could just think of that basic freedom issue for a moment, we touched on how the media and not only the mainstream media but also the alternative media is sort of turning their backs on him. And I'm actually amazed at the media here in Australia. Chappelle was mentioned. It's a good example. More yeah. recently, I've seen some of the liberal big guns turn on people that have been doing really good work in the climate debate. I'm speaking of Malcolm Roberts from the Galileo movement.
Oh, terrific guy. You know, yeah. Really great stuff.
There's been some of the liberal big guns turned their guns on him. And Larry Pickering just this week, you know, they've been really slamming these guys. And what I see is happening here is that if you aren't within their corporate paradigm, you're on the outside. And if you step across a line where you state, and this is where I think the line is, if you step across a line where you state there is an agenda, which may include Fox or whoever, it doesn't matter who it is, but if you state that there is a global agenda, as Assange has, you will automatically be on the outer from the corporate, this corporate media dog. And this is what is taking place with Assange. He has
yes.
the social engineering of society has painted him as an unreliable outer reach individual, which...
Yes, and they've done it very deliberately and very strategically, haven't they, Leon? I mean, what you saw was in the first phase of WikiLeaks, there was this incredible rush of attention to them, and it appeared that he was favoured by the media. But then when he released that Baghdad massacre video, it all changed. Suddenly, it's like they all decided... It was decided somewhere along the track that this guy was now to be moved into the outer, you know, he was to be somehow excommunicated.
Yeah, and the same thing happened to Chappelle. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, very interesting point about Chappelle. Yeah, she was greatly adored, and then it was decided, no, she must be cast into the outer darkness as well. Yeah, very good point.
Yeah, it was like in one weekend, everything just flipped. Yeah.
It is working on a psychological level, but fellas, you know, but in both cases, to show people how, you know, how weak, or how you know, how weak the support will be for them when they actually fall outside of that box. You know, like yes. Leon was saying, once you've stepped over that line, you know, in Chappelle's case, there were certain things that were said and done, and you know, the fact that a family wasn't wealthy or weren't well spoken, someone makes a decision, right? Okay, we're going to let them go. We're going to let them hang.
Yeah.
Let them swing, whatever. But in Assange's case, it's really about demonstrating to the people what will happen to you, because WikiLeaks is going to carry on without him. If they kill him or they put him in prison, we've got a new martyr. But it's really about demonstrating to the people to shut up,
yeah.
Get back to work, do as you're told, or
pay
you're going to be vilified.
Absolutely. I'm just going to try and play this clip here from the former MI5 chief. Just bear with me. Actually, I think it's because I had the wrong setting. No, didn't work again. Sorry, Leon, you're about to speak.
Yeah, and like I actually think that I actually really can see how society has been really effectively engineered. And with this case, you can really witness how even the big guns in the conservative media that really talk about freedom and talk like that's their platform have really quickly joined with the opposite side to ostracise someone that they don't want to be tainted with. And
right.
This is what you said at the beginning, Harrowood, about you would hope that people stand with you. Well, I think this is a good demonstration, and I've always looked at this with the idea that I don't think, you know, it's very hard to find good friends. And
yes,
when you're on the line, that's when true friendships and true support comes. And a lot of people talk about truth, but they don't really understand the core of what truth is. And I see that what it is really a willingness to put down your life for another to hold a different position.
Yeah, and it does.
And that's really the basis of truth. But people talk about truth, and especially in the truth movement, but it's like, I think, as Josh mentioned before, it is only if it fits within your box. Well, that's no different from corporate media.
Yeah.
You've got to fit within their box to actually get coverage or to be approved.
Yeah, and I mean, it really does get to the point sometimes where your life may be at risk, and the lessons of history tell us that. So, but of course, the fear factor there is always, I believe, working in people's psychology. Fear is actually what holds people back as well. It's ironic, isn't it? Because a lot of times it's not in the forefront of your mind, but that fear actually is what's holding people back.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned earlier about once you go public, it does change, in a sense, your mindset, because you know that you've put your position, your statements on the line, etc. And really, you know, I think ultimately that standing for the truth you believe will cost you your life. It has many millions of people in the past, and it will in the future. However, whether your life's in vain or not, because what the whole reason that we are all talking here, I'm sure, is to encourage others to stand in freedom and to grasp it, just like Assange is trying to
now. Leon, can I just get you to recap for our listeners and for our guests here tonight what happened to you over the Black Salve affair? I mean, because this is a really important, this is a really illustrative example, a textbook example. And if you can just tell us what happened again and tell us the current situation with regard to that.
Well, I was conducting an interview with Merrill Dorey of the Australian Vaccination Network, and we were actually talking about vaccines, and she mentioned Black Salve as a product which she had used to cut out a cancer. Now, she did at one stage have the DVDs available through her Australian Vaccination Network, but since they were banned, she had removed them. After the interview, within 10 days, we got notice from the Complaints Resolution Panel of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, which basically outlined, I think it was 14 pages of legal language, and was outlining that an anonymous, a complaint had been made against us for advertising a banned substance. We were required to answer within 14 days. Quite a lot of things have happened since then, but really it was intimidation. It was a threat, and a threat to take the website down if we didn't respond.
Have there been any further threats, Leon?
No, we responded. We had pretty good advice on how to respond, and we haven't heard anything since. So at the moment it's all quiet.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's just a taste of, you know, what's to come, I believe. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about speaking out. We're talking about the importance of actually making a stand. I'm with my guests, John Bursell, Leon Pittard, and Josh Jackson. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
The Oklahoma City bombing. Top 10 reasons to question the official story. Reason number 2, why was the ATF AWOL? Paramedic Tiffany Bible, who was on the scene within 5 minutes, has stated in an affidavit that agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms told her that they were not in their office that morning. EMT Catherine Mallett also overheard one agent say to another, quote, is that why we got the page to not come in today, end quote. Bruce Shaw, as interviewed on KFOR-TV, was also told by ATF agents that they had been paged to not come into work. The ATF initially denied these claims and now variously claim that one of their agents was in a free-falling elevator, which has been disproven, or that they had been in an all-night stakeout, or that they had been at a golf tournament. As they try to sort out their lies, all we want to know is, did the ATF receive a warning, and if so, why did they not pass it on to others in the Mirabel? For more information, go to OKCBombingTruth.com.
Are you the plaintiff or defendant in a lawsuit? Win your case without an attorney with JurisDictionary, the affordable, easy-to-understand 4-CD course that will show you how in 24 hours, step by step. If you have a lawyer, know what your lawyer should be doing. If you don't have a lawyer, know what you should do for yourself. Thousands have won with our step-by-step course, and now you can too. JurisDictionary was created by a licensed attorney with 22 years of case-winning experience. Even if you're not in a lawsuit, you can learn what everyone should understand about the principles and practices that control our American courts. You'll receive our audio classroom, video seminar, tutorials, forms for civil cases, pro se tactics, and much more. Please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the banner or call toll-free 866-LAW-EASY.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Truth News Radio Australia, and you can find us on the internet at truthnews.com.au. If you go to the website, you can listen to the live stream if you just click on the links there on the homepage. And of course, you can get our podcasts. You can get us through iTunes and various other media. And we have a lot of people listening, and it's a great show, if I do say so myself. Anyway, wasn't planning to say it that way, but anyway, let me continue. I was trying to play the video there before, which won't play, but I'll just read to you the article here associated with this video. Assange is naive, but the US is to blame for leaks, according to the ex-spy chief. And the former head of Britain's MI5 security service says it is the US government's fault that top-secret documents and diplomatic cables were obtained by WikiLeaks. But, she says, what is not tolerated or healthy is the indiscriminate pouring out into the public domain of streams of leaked documents by Julian Assange and his organisation. She says that his naive actions will only make governments more secretive. Her name is Dame Stella Rimington. And there's a photograph of her here. She looks like a very, 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 very serious woman. You wouldn't want to meet her in a dark alley. Former head of MI5. My God. What do you think about this question of, like, you know, whether certain information should be leaked or not? I mean, is it really about leaking, or is it really about whistleblowing? I mean, how do we distinguish this word? To me, leak has always seemed like a deliberate thing that has been done. You know how the government has always been leaking information to the media, and they pretend they're not doing it, but they do it all the time.
Yeah, well, controlled leaks.
The only information that shouldn't be leaked to the public, from a military perspective, like, you know, I had a basic qualification in military intelligence, you know, years back, which, you know, it makes me an agent, whatever, like I was at a very low level.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, if you leak anything that exposes people that, you know, in their endeavour to bring freedom to the world, say during some sort of, you know, peacekeeping, or even, you know, to a certain degree, you know, spying on another country for self-defense reasons. There is, you know, certain reasons that you can argue it's all right for people to do things in secret if it's done for a good reason. You know, if you're exposing someone in the field that's trying to do that for their country, yeah, for sure, that's a very dangerous thing to do. Has Assange done that? No. There's actually been generals that have come out from the American military saying that no one's died or been injured due to anything he's leaked at all. Okay, so the whole case about Assange, we've got a guy that's been accused of sexual misconduct. He went for a second bit of hokey pokey with his girlfriend when she was still supposedly asleep, and a condom broke with another girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that's probably happened to nearly everyone out there that's sexually active at one time or another. You know, it's an absolute joke. It's a sham. It's a fabrication. They're trying to get this guy from the UK, you know, from London, over to Sweden, so they can then extradite him for this secret indictment they've been preparing based on the fact that Private Manning was encouraged to leak this document, or Assange had said something in an email, you know, you should do it this way, or he's giving him some sort of help or encouragement. They're going to put this guy in jail forever, and they're going to lock him up, and we'll never hear from this guy again. And it's more about setting an example to tell people to shut up. Now, if anyone can't see the clearness of that case, the fact that they're prepared to go to a war footing with Ecuador over this issue, it's not about sexual misconduct, a broken condom, and, you know, a bit of sex that maybe someone was resting at the time. Like,
absolutely.
Are they serious?
Yeah, it's really coming clear now. I think that's one good thing, is that they're sort of backing away from that position that they had a few months ago, that there was no secret indictment against them, that there was no grand jury. We all know now that there is, and we all know that the US wants to get him. So
the Sweden's now saying they will extradite him by saying they won't if they're going to kill him. So they're going to get some deal with America saying, we are going to effectively, or willingly, they're saying, basically, yes, we are going to send him to the US, but he won't be killed. Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Right. That's very kind, very charming.
I think I'd rather be killed than be in prison forever.
I mean, Sweden is such an advanced country. I find Sweden a mystery. You know, like, I always thought all my life Sweden was one of these great countries that was advanced. And the events of the last couple of years have just completely destroyed my whole impression of that country.
Well, I think it just falls down to basically they're a smaller country and they want America's defense force on their side. It's like Australia. Like, we adopt this position of servitude to the US based on the fact that, you know, they're the bully on the block and we want to be their buddy. It makes me ill. Like, I don't want to be their buddy anymore. Like, I'm happy to have an alliance with them and to be their friends, but we've got to stand up for our rights. What sort of respect do you get from a friend that you let walk all over you?
Exactly.
You
know, and let me just say, a lot of our listeners, of course, are Americans, and they feel the same way as we do, because this is about the US government. It's not really about the US people. And vast numbers of people in America are completely outraged by what their government is doing, and they're powerless to stop it. And this is the same probably in Sweden too. Probably most of the people in Sweden don't agree with what their prosecutors and government are doing about Julian Assange. How could you? But they have no power over it. It's the same in Israel. Vast numbers of people in Israel are completely opposed to any kind of military attack on Iran, but they have no ability to stop it. It's just these governments, these top-heavy governments that have completely they're just operating without recourse to us. That appears to be, they're just operating on their own.
Yep, and what I see is happening is that the society is being painted a picture where Assange is dangerous. He has to go, and trust government, trust the news, trust the corporate message that you're getting, because Julian is a danger for the greater good of society. So that's the picture that's being painted. And, you know, you'll have some unrest on the streets, of course, and people standing by him. But ultimately, they'll have to take him out because they can't afford to have him as a hero.
Yeah, I think that's quite possible.
Said before, it's not to mute him, because, you know, the idea is out. It's really to make a statement of, hey, you know, pull your heads in, everyone. We're in control.
Yeah, it becomes an example, to make an example of him. And
they are weakening their position, but recently, like, I definitely think they're reconsidering the way they've approached it with that, you know, that memo or whatever you want to call it they sent to the Ecuadorian embassy about the fact that they might actually invade the embassy and take him, and some of the other things they've said and done. The English or the UK is now looking like they're a servant of the US, which is bad. You know, these people aren't happy about that either. And, I think they're exposing themselves in a way at the moment. So there could be they could reconsider this situation and decide to let him go. That is possible, because it's so obvious now what's actually going on. And with, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all these other things and shows like this, you know, people, I think most people that take a look can figure out what's going on. And the more they hear this garbage on the mainstream media trying to spin Ecuador as the, you know, another axis of evil, I think people are just sort of finished with that. You know, most people are aware 9/11 was staged now. Most people are aware the war on terror is a fraud. The invasions are all about the Caspian Basin oil. Most people have figured these things out. So I'm thinking that, you know, maybe they might change their mind and let him go. But let's hope that's the case.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I think that I just touch on briefly what we were talking there before about some of the commentators like Webster Tarpley, who seem to have taken a dim view of Julian Assange. I think that is partly due to the fact that his cause has been largely embraced by the socialist organisations here. I mean, I went to the protest for Julian Assange about 6 weeks ago here in Sydney, and it was led by the Socialist Alliance and these groups that we've seen. And I mean, what's your opinion on that, John? It is interesting how the socialist groups here seem to embrace certain subjects and then reject others. I mean, I always felt, you know, confused at how they completely rejected questions about 9/11, and yet here they embrace Julian Assange. I do find it a little strange, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult thing to understand too, like especially thinking about the Assange issue. On other issues like 9/11, you know, people will say that the Socialist Alliance and some of the socialist groups, not all of them, but some of them don't want to ask questions about 9/11 because they see that destabilising government, you know, and that's something that they're not for. You know, they think that it's too powerful an issue or it's too complex or whatever it might be, but for political reasons they make that decision. The support of Assange, I think because they see him as an anti-war hero, and most of the things that he's exposed, American homogeny, say, for instance, and capitalism, they're against. So I think he sort of fits into their box. But situation in Syria and Iran, you know, they're like the Greens. They're not supporting, you know, the sovereignty of these countries, of Iran and Syria and Libya. They're standing back from that, and somehow they're allowing these humanitarian so-called campaigns to go ahead, maybe because they think the weight of media is so strong that they can't get an angle on it.
Well, of course,
the
conservative commentators obviously take the angle that this is part of a kind of a socialist conspiracy, and that the world is you know a threat from the ideologies of these groups, and that is probably why Julian Assange has not been embraced by the truth movement. A quick comment on that, Josh.
Oh, I just wanted to say, you know, if you, according to Assange, and a quote, it's not correct to put me in any political or philosophical, economical camp, because I've learned from many. But one American libertarianism and market libertarianism is something that end quote is something that he feels close to.
That's great. Unfortunately, we are at the end of the hour. It's been absolutely fantastic having you guys aboard. I hope to do this again, like to have these discussions. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Thanks, guys. I hope to see you all again soon. Stay with us. You're with Truth News, and we'll be back for the second hour. And John Bursell is going to be staying on to talk about the Julia Gillard scandal in the Australian media. Don't go away.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God? Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 888-551-0102. That's 888-551-0102, or visit us online at bfa.org.
Looking for some truth? You found it. LogosRadioNetwork.com.